mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás, Tina?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. You told me last week about a restaurant in North Dallas, and I never remember the name.
Isla Mia.
Isla Mia. What kind of food do they have?
They have Puerto Rican and Cuban.
Ah, okay.
They are on the border of Denton.
Yeah.
And Carrollton.
Denton and Carrollton?
Yeah.
Oh, Denton and Carrollton? You sure?
Denton, is it Denton Road, maybe?
Denton Road.
Yes.
There
uh-huh.
you go. Yeah. Denton Road.
Really good food.
Okay.
Really good food. And they also have a DJ, which is Sabor Latino's own DJ Leo from Sabor Latino.
No
if you've
kidding.
Tuned in from Sabor Latino, he's
yeah.
there on Friday nights.
Okay.
And then they have a live group on Saturday evenings
okay.
that plays salsa and merengue.
Okay.
And bachata.
What time do they start playing?
About 9:30.
Okay.
So yeah. I usually try and go and have a late dinner, and then we end up sticking with the table that we've had.
Okay.
And it works out good.
Do you know how to dance salsa and merengue?
I do.
You do? Great.
I love it. Absolutely love it. It's great exercise, too.
Good exercise. Wonderful.
Really good
yeah.
exercise.
Yep.
And the bar owners don't like the salsa dancers too much because they mostly drink water.
Yeah. Okay.
But at, what, $3 a bottle they charge?
Oh,
they
really?
Probably, yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Some of the yeah. some of the places charge $2 or $3, I
yep.
think, for a bottle of water. But that's exercise for them. It's like a sport in a
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
And they go and they exercise, but it's just... It's really, Isla Mia is a great place for the family.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see all ages on the dance floor, and it's a real family environment.
Oh, good. Good to
so
know.
You'll
yeah,
have to check
we'll
it
have
out.
To check
and
it
now
out.
That you know what mofongo is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. My coworker showed me on the website what mofongo is. They make it with banana, I think.
The plátanos.
Plátanos.
Or the yuca.
Or yuca. What else they put in there?
I like the yuca. It's the juices from the meat that you choose. You
yeah.
can choose either chicken or beef or shrimp.
Yeah.
And then they put that in the middle. They make like a little volcano.
Okay.
So to speak, with the yuca. And then in the middle, they take out the middle and then they fill that with whatever choice of meat that you want. And then juices.
Okay.
And it's really good.
I have to try. Yeah. She said she's going to bring it sometime.
Oh.
Have
you
ever
you
tried
go.
Pasteles?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, she cooked pasteles last
oh,
month and my wife
what did
loved
she
it.
Put inside?
She brought two kinds, I think. One chicken and one pork.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've had them with fruit, too, like mango. And
oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that part. I thought it was a meal, I mean, like a dinner.
Well, you can have them as a dessert, too. You should ask her to make you some dulce.
Okay, I'm going to tell her that, yeah. She's a good cook, but she was going through last 3 weeks through a chemotherapy.
Oh.
You have some female issues,
oh.
cancer. And so she hasn't been feeling good to
yes.
enough to cook yet.
Yes.
So probably right now, the last treatment was last Friday, so right now she's feeling better and
wow.
stronger, so she's going to...
Pray for her.
Yeah, yeah, we've been praying with her, of course, every
yeah.
day there at the clinic, and... She's very nice, and she loves to dance and everything.
Right.
She's a belly dancer. Too.
Really?
Professional belly dancer.
Wow. Does she belly dance at, what is that, Stratus? There's a Greek place called Stratus, and they have really good
really?
Belly
I
dancers.
I didn't know that.
You
yeah.
like Greek food?
Yes, I like it. Where are they located?
They're on, I think it's Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
Stratus Greek.
We have to try
restaurant.
That. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of Greek restaurants back home in Milwaukee.
Oh, really? There's
yes.
a big Greek community? Like
yes.
Chicago area, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. And so I'm missing some good quality Greek food. Can't find a lot of the Greek restaurants around
oh,
here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Greek
but
salad and everything. Yeah.
You know how we have our late night restaurants here are mostly the Denny's and
yeah,
IHOP,
food, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
If it's late, well, by us, they're Greek restaurants.
Really?
That stay open till
wow.
2 or
what
3
what kind of food
the,
do they have? The, I mean, what?
The moussaka,
yeah.
Pasticcio, the Greek salads, you know,
yeah.
with the
And the dessert. Oh, my God.
Oh, the desserts are awesome. Baklava. Okay, you're going to be hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're talking about too much food.
Okay, so back to the food of the
By the of food
life.
Of the spirit.
Food
yes.
of life.
Food of life. Okay, going back to experience. So you told me, like I did, you grew up Catholic too. Your parents were Catholics. And you went to Catholic school?
Catholic grade school. Yeah. Wore the jumper. The wool plaid jumper, I can remember it now. The dark forest green with red and yellow pinstripes.
Kindergarten to sixth grade,
Again.
Yeah. Yep. I went from kindergarten to senior in high school to the same school. It was all boys.
Wow.
Catholic school. When I was gonna start high school, I told my mom I wanted to move to another school. The same congregation, the same kind of priest. But male and females, it was co-ed, and she didn't like it.
No,
she said, "Oh, you know what? You're a teenager, too much hormones. Stay where you are."
Right. I'm sure you figured out how to see the girls anyway.
Anyway, yes. My sister was going through all girls school.
Okay, yeah. I would imagine.
Nuns, yes. So we have some interaction there with her classmates, and even though she was 2 years older than I was, but.
You figured out ways to do it.
Yeah. To go to her parties and stuff. And sometimes I was welcome, sometimes I was not. So, you know,
exactly.
Your younger brother.
That's my brother.
Okay. Yeah, he was okay. But then, when did you change? How was your...
Well, I would say the conversion came in 92.
Yeah.
I had a jewelry store in Milwaukee, and I had a... few friends that I met through the store that were taking me to their church, and then one customer in particular turned out to be a prayer warrior. Have you ever heard of a prayer warrior? Well, that was my first time hearing about a prayer warrior.
Wow.
And at that time I was going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said before she left the store, "Is there anything that you would like me to pray about?" For you.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this lady doesn't even know me. And she's asking to pray for me. So I said, well, you could pray for me. Sure. I said, I'm going through a divorce. So it's a little bit of a struggle right now. And she said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pray for you. And I am telling you, the very next day, 10 o'clock, right when I was supposed to open, she's already at my door.
No kidding.
And she showed up at the door. And I opened up the door and I said, well... Hi, Nancy. And she said, do you know that I've done nothing but pray for you since I left your store yesterday? And that really shocked me.
Wow.
And she said, do you know how much Jesus loves you? He loves you so much. And you can imagine, I just thought, well, either she's a little bit crazy. or she's just really, really in love with Jesus. And I said, well, I'm going to just take this a step at a time. And I was a little bit nervous and felt kind of out of sorts. I've never had anyone do that to me before. And I didn't know what to say. I said, well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the prayers and I'm really flattered. And so then she left and the next day she was there at 10 a.m. again. And this proceeded for a week straight. And she would say, I would be in the kitchen cooking dinner for my husband, Bill. And I would hear, pray for Tina. I would be brushing my teeth at night before I went to bed. I would hear, pray for Tina.
Wow.
And I just felt so honored that the Lord would do that for me through someone else that was a stranger. And so that really sparked something and ignited me to really kind of dive in and dig a little bit. And she would call during the day even, and she'd give me scriptures to read. And so we formed a relationship, and she'd have me over for dinner with her and her husband and her family. And so that really kind of got me on the path to exploring who Jesus really is, other than just attending church on Sundays.
That is great.
And that was an impact on my life. And it just kept growing. And
what kind of
continued.
Denomination was that? It was specific denomination?
It was a non-denominational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bible church.
Non-denominational.
Right. Okay. So. And when did you realize that you need Jesus in your life?
Well, at that point, yeah. I mean, I believed, obviously, with being a Catholic, mm-hmm. but I just didn't know he was so alive in yeah. so many people until I started to go to the non-denominational churches.
Yeah. And you didn't know that he could be your friend?
Exactly.
You know, that what happened to me. I didn't know how he can be close to you, you know what I mean? And the Catholic Church, God is there, and the altar, and
exactly.
the image of Jesus, and like you can never... touch it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You always have the prison between, and it was, yeah.
And you know how you used to feel, you were able to feel God's presence in church on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
but I never even thought about feeling his presence on a Monday or a
yeah.
Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Exactly, yeah.
And so that was a transition for me, and going and having dinner with her and her family and knowing that the Lord lived in that house 24/7
mm-hmm.
and not just on Sunday. And so it became addicting.
Okay, good.
It became yeah. addicting.
You've been addicted to him
and
since
I've
then,
been
huh?
addicted since. Can't get enough of him. So
yeah,
it's an amazing that. Thing. And if you're out there listening and you're thinking we're a bunch of kooks, I'm telling you, it'll happen.
We are before God.
It'll happen to you too. And yeah. and you know what? You're not a kook if you start thinking about the Lord all the time.
Mm.
It does become addicting where you just crave him more and more. And just like you said before, you just want to spend more and more time with him.
Yeah.
So it's a good place to be. Yeah. A lot of amazing
I
things
remember
happen.
Since you talk about that Jesus was only, or God only in church, I remember one time when I just became a Christian, we were going through a very rough time. And then when everything was over, I felt the need that I needed to go to church to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I talked to my wife. Her name is Anna Maria. I talked to her. I said, Anna Maria, we need to go to church and pray. And, so, and she told me, why?
Right.
She said, because that's where he lived, basically. He said, no, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember thinking that, too.
He
yeah.
lived right here, right now with you. I said, really? He said, yes. And then it dawned on me because I heard... when the lady at the well asked Jesus, remember,
yes.
the Samaritan woman asked Jesus, say, because you are Jew and the Jews know where to pray, basically, that what she was saying.
Uh-huh.
We're paraphrasing here. And Jesus said, no, when the Holy Spirit comes, you're going to know.
You will know.
That you can worship the God and the Spirit in the truth.
Yeah.
Basically, all the time, anywhere,
any place,
24/7, 365 days a year.
He's yep. always open for business.
Always open. Always never close the door. Better than Walmart.
Yes.
Never close the door. So that was one of the first thing I have to kind of integrate in my life.
Yeah.
That I think it was kind of hard, but I think God always help you and use you or let you go. Many people say, well, why we have to suffer so much? Mm. Why do we so much suffer?
That's
mean, good. What is God? I think God let you go through all of that just for you to get closer to him.
Absolutely.
Because if you think about it, many time in my life, at least in my experience, I guess many people can relate it to that, is you feel uno se siente, vamos a traducir un poquito aquí, muchas veces en su vida uno se siente que está muy bien, está todo sale bien, el salario está bueno, el trabajo está muy bueno, está todo andando bien, la familia está saludable, los niños están creciendo bien. Entonces como uno se siente como que no necesita a Dios principalmente. Uno le da gracias a Dios y dice, ah, güey, gracias a Dios por la comida, pum, nos vemos después. Pero cuando uno está con problemas, cuando las cosas no van bien, su hijo se enferma, las finanzas no están buenas, el trabajo no está bueno, ¿dónde uno se cuelga? Ya no hay dónde colgarse. Hay un momento que llega uno y está solito en contra del mundo y ahí sí que necesita a Dios porque no hay dónde más. Entonces Dios lo deja a uno que pase por esa circunstancia y así uno se acerca más a Él, lo busca y lo encuentra. Él está siempre ahí dispuesto a que uno llegue a usted.
We actually have an announcement before I forget that Lay Witnesses for Christ International, which they are the chaplains to the Worldwide Olympians, they have a prayer, praise, and worship event tomorrow evening at 7:30 at their offices, which are located at 13465 Midway Road, Suite 120 in Dallas. Again, 13465 Midway Road, Suite 120 at 7:30 p.m. And we are actually going to be featuring Pastor Deanna Acosta from one of our other Crystal the Rock teams.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Team 3. She's actually Colombian.
Yeah.
And she's going to be delivering a short word.
Okay.
And then we're going to be featuring also Taquan Moore. And he's a national recording artist that's going to be coming into town to sing a couple of songs for us tomorrow evening. And then also Robert Silva.
Okay.
And he is a local musician that has a group, a bilingual group, that is going to come and sing a few songs. And they're up and coming in the Dallas area and have been quickly arising on the scene. And so we're going to actually go into two songs right now by Taquan Moore. He's going to be featured at tomorrow evening's event. The first song is entitled Don't Stop Praising, and the second one is entitled All I Need. So Taquan Moore right here, Crystal La Rock 100.7 FM, KWRD.
You can't go on, don't stop praising the Lord. When your troubles have got you surrounded and all your dreams have been grounded, don't stop praising the Lord. When it looks like everything's uphill, you're out of control going down here, don't stop praising the Lord. Have faith will carry you through. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Have faith will carry you through. When you're down like my brother and your man, on a dead end road, don't stop praising the Lord. When your dogs are barking and you're worn out, there's still a long way to go now, don't stop praising the Lord. When your smile looks like a frown, 'cause your money tree just got cut down, don't stop praising the Lord. Have faith will carry you through. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Have faith will carry you through. Faith will carry you through. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Have faith will carry you through. Faith will carry you through.
If I had the treasure of 10,000 kings, if I had the fame that makes the nation sing, I can give it all, give it all for you. If I could manipulate the sands of time, change history as my heart designed, I can give it all, give it all for you. If I knew the mystery of the things unknown above, or control the weather of the day, making blue skies out of gray, I can give it all, give it all.
Every Saturday night right here at 100.7 FM or online at thewordfm.com from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time for more great salsa, merengue, bachata with a message right here on The Rock.
Señor, en tu misericordia he confiado. En tu misericordia descansa mi corazón, Señor. Por cuanto me has considerado, te doy gracias. Dile gracias al Señor.
¿Qué soy yo para que me visites y te acuerdes de mí, Señor Jesús? ¿Qué te movió a perdonarme. Tu misericordia, oh Dios, me abrazó y el pasado olvidó.
Dilo conmigo al Señor.
Tu misericordia es mejor que la vida. Tu misericordia puso en mí una canción. Tu misericordia vivifica al caído. Tu misericordia, oh Dios, me alcanzó y mi vida con